Alan Craig is director of Because Children Matter, formerly known as the Gay Marriage No Thanks campaign, which I think tells you as much as you need to know about Alan's, or Alan's point of view. It certainly gives you a ready introduction to him. Alan, thank you very much, Steve, for sparing time to talk to us.
No, good evening to you.
I don't know whether you heard I don't know whether you heard everything Peter Tatchell had to say, but what's your view about Eric Pickles' conversion, as it were?
Well, of course, I'm sorry that he's changed his mind. The cabinet minister, Nicky Morgan, I think the education secretary, she voted against gay marriage, but since she's become education secretary, in fact, I suspect is a deal with David Cameron whereby she became education secretary.
We have no evidence of that. She may just have changed her mind. She may just have
changed her mind.
Yeah. Yeah. So, why are you so disappointed, Alan?
I think because he's a fairly down-to-earth bloke. I think I was most disappointed. I'm sorry he hasn't stood his ground. I'm sorry he now is clearly, although he says he himself considers himself to have been mean and prejudiced, by extension, he presumably thinks all of those of us that stick with traditional marriage are mean and prejudiced. Mm-hmm. I think I was sorry that I read the reason why he changed his mind is because he'd been around talking to his constituents.
Yes.
and found that. I think to myself, well, what on earth was he doing before the election? Before it, shouldn't he have been talking to his constituents before it?
Well, perhaps he wasn't talking. Perhaps he wasn't talking to him about that particular issue. That's what he meant. What's your problem with gay marriage?
I mean, it was a big issue. And passing through legislation over the last 2012, sure. 2013, 2014. So I had lots of time to talk to them. So it makes you think probably it isn't the full reason, but whatever. And I'm sorry that that he doesn't. I think from our point of view as a campaign, our campaign was called Gay Marriage No Thanks Because Children Matter. And we've recognised the realities and we've dropped the Gay Marriage No Thanks part of the title because, you know, it has become law and as practical people we recognise it has. Doesn't mean we think it's right, but it has. But we are concerned, and we were concerned then, it's interesting that Eric Pickles didn't mention this at all, concerned about the impact of on children.
Yeah, well, why should children suffer?
Children.
Why should children suffer in these circumstances, Alan? Aren't gay couples just as capable of giving children love, protection, in the same way that anyone else can?
In general, overall, no. Of course, individual gay couples can do it, and we know that. But there is no doubt from research, both in the United States and elsewhere, extensive research, that children are best brought up when they have a mother and a father, preferably who are married and therefore are likely to stay together longer and they won't have to go through separation and divorce.
And what's your criteria for that statement?
In terms of education, in terms of their emotional health and in many other ways, along different dimensions, there is no doubt whatsoever that if society is concerned about its children, it would promote traditional marriage as a way of, but the best way for society to bring up its children.
And what's
now, of course, I'm not suggesting that Elton John and David Furnish don't do a good job with their children, or the single mum can't bring up her children. After the Second World War, there were lots of widows who did sterling job bringing up their children. But the statistics are, on average, across society, the best way of bringing up children is with a mother and a father. Yeah. And bear in mind, there isn't a child on this planet that doesn't have a mother and a father.
Yeah.
That's the way nature designed it.
What's your response to the notion that view is out of date, narrow-minded and prejudiced?
Well, that was my point. I mean, I think it's just silly of Eric Pickles to start using such words. That's what we got all the way through the debate. Normally, we're accused of being homophobic. We just get used to it. It isn't narrow-minded. It isn't prejudiced. It's the way people have seen marriage for thousands of years. It's only the last few decades that they've changed round. So I really think it's a waste of time and a waste of breath accusing us of being narrow-minded and prejudiced. We have our reasons. We're not prejudiced against any people. And not prejudiced against gay people or single mums or anything else. But what we're pointing out is, if society is concerned about the best way to bring up its children, it will be promoting traditional marriage as a way, the best way for society's children.
Okay.
And that's not a condemnation of other forms. It's just saying that is the facts. And the Prime Minister and the government ought to be holding that up as an ideal and saying, this is the best route to choose for the sake of the next generation and generations to come.
Alan, thank you very much indeed. That was Alan Craig, Director of Because Children Matter.